You're listening to the Generation Y podcast, your source for everything from the 90s to early 2K, with your hosts, Josh and Amy.
Hello, everyone in 90s land.
We're back. It's been how long? A really long time.
Not a year.
I think it's been a year.
No, about 10 months.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We did a Christmas episode. So, quickly.
We owe you an explanation.
Yeah, we need to tell you where we've been and what's going on. So, most important thing was the last 9 months, well, been about 6 weeks, so the last 10 months ago, 10 and a half months ago.
Okay.
I'm not good at telling time, as you can tell.
Telling time.
So, for 9 months, Amy was pregnant with our second daughter, little Amelia, and she was born about 6 weeks ago now, and she's in the background, I think, having hiccups right now, so hopefully it doesn't come through in the recording. If it does, it'll be cute, I guess.
We tried to get her to sleep, but, you know, babies.
We need to buy her some, like, 90s onesies, like a Ninja Turtles onesie and, like, a Fresh Prince onesie.
Oh, my gosh, that
a Spice Girls onesie.
The Dixie cup pattern, the blue and the pink, like the zigzag.
I don't know what a Dixie cup thing is. It's a cup you drink water out of.
Is it the Dixie cup that has the pattern?
I don't know what a Dixie cup thing
come
is.
Come on. Okay. Can you call yourself a 90s kid?
Anyway.
I think it's a Dixie cup. I might not be.
So we've been talking for what? A while, months, about getting to the point where we can record again and kind of getting things lined up. I mean, we really, since day one, this is episode 15, by the way.
Is it really?
I believe it is. I think it is.
Wow.
And if I'm wrong, then I'll sound like an idiot. But I think it's 15. Okay, hold on. So I'm gonna look while we're talking here. So from the very beginning, we talked about, you know, trying to put out some sort of content at least twice a month. To have a regular, I got it, I'm under control.
I was going to type this,
you can talk. To have a regular schedule of putting out podcasts, and we know we've been very sporadic.
Yeah, a little bit.
But we got some kind of cool stuff coming up, and our goal...
How can you talk and type at the same time?
I can, I'm very talented.
I cannot
Our goal, and I'm really, you know, I'm really very serious about holding us to this goal this time, is, episode 15. The last one was 14, which was a Christmas toys episode. So our goal is really to do content at least twice a month. We could say we'll do every week, but we have a baby now, so sometimes life gets in the way.
It won't happen.
So
if we say every week, it will
happen. I think we'll have pretty frequently, we'll have, like, you know, a show, and then the week after have another show. There'll be some gaps here and there. But so we're happy to be back.
And we have felt very loved the last 10 months.
Definitely.
Because we've gotten so many messages, emails, and saying, where are you guys? We missed you.
Comments on Facebook. Comments on our like soul YouTube video.
Yeah, and it's awesome because we neglected our looking at our stats for a little while for our podcast downloads, and all of a sudden I logged in and we've had, you know, we're still getting it, thousands of downloads every month. So you guys are still listening. So we're really appreciative.
So we promise you, the 90s kids, you deserve better. And
yes, you do.
No more children. Two is the limit.
We're
we have two daughters. I'm a sole man in a household full of women, so I'm really screwed. So we promise that, you know, we're going to do some more content. I'm working on overhauling the website. I want to start right into our topic in a minute here. I don't want to go too long, but real quick, you guys have probably noticed, if, you know, some of you probably were listening to the Generation Y radio network that we had on the website. It's still there right now, but if you hit play, it does nothing. Basically, a little explanation about what happened about 6 months ago, even though we weren't doing the podcast at the time because you were pregnant. You were, like, in first trimester and not feeling so hot, so we weren't recording as much. What happened with the radio station is just that laws have changed in the U.S. If you're not from the U.S., then you're probably pretty lucky because your laws are a little more lax than other countries, and it's become prohibitively expensive, like very, very expensive, to be an internet broadcaster in terms of doing a radio station. My goal someday is, hopefully, if some of the plans that I want to put into place actually happen with kind of the Generation Y brand, in terms of, you know, what we do because we love doing it, is to someday actually have the radio station and have it working. But we got to kind of take a pause on that and work on concentrating the podcast and concentrate a couple other things we'll be talking about later and get to a point where maybe we can at least, like, pay the bills. Because right now, I mean, even when we weren't recording it, it cost money to host the website and it cost money to host the podcast. And when you're a family, you know, we have two kids and it's expensive. It's something that we just couldn't afford to do. I mean, it was going to be like over $100 a month through the radio station. So
yeah,
that made no sense. So someday we'll come back with it. If you guys enjoyed it, I apologize. I have big plans for the next 4 or 5 years of doing stuff because I mean, since we've stopped doing it, before we came back, 90 stuff has never been bigger.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
I mean, when at some point we'll probably do more episodes, but we have the Roseanne reboot.
Oh,
we haven't talked about that yet.
Fuller House.
Fuller House was out when we last did an episode. We talked about it, but Roseanne reboot, all of the TGIF shows, well, not all of them, but most of them, all the good ones, minus like the Disney owned shows, which I think the big one's Boy Meets World, but your Family Matters, Step by Step, Hanging with Mr. Cooper. All that stuff is all Full House. It's all going to be on Hulu end of this month.
Which is fabulous.
I think in a couple days, I think.
I'm so excited.
I think the 29th, they said, or something like that, which would be Friday?
Yeah.
So, which would be kind of funny because Friday at TGIF, so.
I bet they planned that.
Probably. So, yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff happening. I'm sure with that happening on Hulu, I'm sure we'll do other episodes about other shows that were on Hulu. I'm sure we'll cover, like, Step by Step and Hang on Mr. Cooper at some point, even though Amy never really watched them.
I'll
force her to so she can get into it. So no making faces. They can't see that in podcast land.
I never liked those shows.
So anywho, that's not while we're here.
Let's stop ranting.
So we let them know where we went.
I know.
They thought we were lost. So we sat down. We have a list of, I don't know, probably 20 or 30 ideas of stuff that we said we were going to do before we went away. And one of the big ones that we both thought we'd enjoy doing to kind of get us back into the scheme of things here is to talk about 90s commercials that are really memorable. Or
90s commercials that you probably forgot about.
But that you'll hear and go,
you'll hear and be like,
remember
what?
That. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What I've discovered going through our list here is that most of these were played heavily on Nickelodeon, which is why I think that we probably remember these because we watched Nickelodeon a lot growing up. So I'm sure inevitably we're going to miss some. And there'll be some on that aren't on this list that you think should be on this list. So if you have an idea of a commercial that you think we missed and messed up, then you can email us at
GenerationYPodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, think about that one for a minute, didn't you?
I did.
Or you can comment on Facebook.
We're wicked heavy into Facebook, so
yeah,
just hit us up.
That's probably
Facebook.
The best thing. I mean, you can email us. We check it like, even when we weren't recording, you were checking it like once a week.
Yeah.
But Facebook's the best way to get in touch with us. So if we miss some and you get a hold of us, we will talk about them next week or whenever the next episode comes out, and we will have to post some of these on our Facebook page. I think in the next week we should do like one a day and post these on Facebook. People can watch them again. So they're all out there in the YouTube world. So you ready to start?
Yes.
I cannot live another day without air conditioning.
Says tomorrow's going to be hotter.
Hotter?
Like yesterday.
Yesterday? Yesterday you said you'd call Sears.
I'll call today.
You call now.
I'll call now.
Now's the time to save on Sears installed central air conditioning. Get 0% finance charge, no billing, and no payments until August with the Sears Charge Home Improvement Plan. Call now for a free in-home estimate on a Kenmore air conditioning system. State-of-the-art engineering means greater energy efficiency. A new Kenmore could save 10 to 44% on your annual cooling costs. In time, even pay for itself. Sears also offers fast emergency installation, a 5-year warranty on parts and labor, plus our satisfaction guarantee. And you know Sears will be there to back it up. Get 0% finance charge, no billing, no payments until August. Offer ends May 31st, so call now and save with Sears.
So what's the paper say about tomorrow?
Another scorcher.
Okay, so this one, it's really funny. And obviously, by the way, we didn't mention this beforehand. We're going to play all these and talk about them after we play them. So some of these, you might be sitting at home going, what the heck is that? And I hope, like, you're at home playing along trying to guess what it is. And hopefully at some point it'll, like, trigger your memory. Some of these I hadn't seen in 20-plus years.
Yeah, I think that commercial, that was the Sears commercial.
So for those of you who aren't in the U.S., Sears is a, I don't know, Sears in other countries? I don't even know.
I don't think so.
Sears is a department store, at least right now it is. I think it might be going out of business at some point.
Yeah. It's like a fancy Walmart that sells tools.
But the difference is that Sears also does things like, in this case, air conditioners, doors, windows, and you'd pay to have somebody come and install it at your house. But I remember seeing this commercial a lot. I say most of these I haven't seen in 20 years. This one I've seen more recently.
This one, I'm pretty positive they still aired like 5 years ago. Yeah. I remember watching cable and I was like, isn't this the commercial from the 90s?
It's so old.
But this commercial, I remember they played it constantly. And I remember talking about how much of a, like, a wimp that the husband was. Because he was like, I'll call now.
Well, it's so dramatic. That's why I think I remember it. Because we always just laugh at it. Because we always used to go, I thought yesterday you were going to call Sears. And, like, they're so dramatic. And then at the end when he's like, tomorrow's going to be another scorcher. And she's like, cool. Like, it's the worst acting I think I've ever seen in a commercial. And I'm sure I'm going to shout out. I'm sure that Lyle from Amazing Advertising, our friend, who hopefully I'll be in an episode of something with him pretty soon. We've been talking about when to record. I imagine he's probably going to listen to this episode and be like, oh my God, some of these commercials. Because he's a commercial junkie just like we are. So this, that commercial, I don't nothing else to say about that. That one's just one that you just remember being played a lot. So yep. I'm curious to see, because obviously, you know, we Nickelodeon here, they played a lot on Nickelodeon. And I think they played a lot during Nick Jr., which is where I remember. I think they played a lot in the morning, which I don't get because what was the point? Like, they want Housewives, so, I mean, because back then you still had, back then it was starting to change, but, like, now, like, in most families, both people work.
But back then there's still a lot of moms at home. Stay-at-home moms.
So they're going to watch it, and they're, like, watching and go, see, my husband's just like that. He's a loser.
Yeah.
Like, were you trying to, like, give him ideas? I don't, what was that? I don't even know.
No, it was to target the moms. So, to make your husband call
not like,
Sears.
Not like a little kid would be like, oh, I want to call Sears to get an air conditioner. And,
so, I feel like you would.
I probably would. I was a weird kid. All right. On to number two, I didn't finish my thought, which is a usual thing. I'm curious how many of these commercials got played, like, if you're in the U.S. and you're on the East Coast versus the West Coast, because, like, with satellite, at least back then, there was two different Nickelodeon feeds. Like, is Sears even a West Coast thing?
Yeah. Do you remember the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
There he was like, put on your Sunday best, we're going to Sears.
Where was the Brady Bunch set? Was it set like in the Midwest somewhere?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't even know. I don't watch the Brady Bunch.
I really don't know.
A 90s show.
You know what? Now that I think about it, that Sunday best thing might have been from that parody movie of the Brady Bunch. Do you remember that one?
A parody movie?
There was like a whole movie about it. It was just a parody. Oh, I don't have my phone on.
Anyway.
Okay.
We're getting way off track here.
Sorry.
All right. So now for number two. This one's one I think when you and I were still dating and I mentioned this commercial, I don't remember what it was called, but I was like, did the like that voice that he does at the beginning.
Yes, it freaks me out.
And it freaks me out. And you were like, oh my God, I remember that commercial.
Yeah. All right.
Bonjour. Je suis le grand musée.
Je suis la jeune fille.
Yes, that's French they're speaking. And no, these children aren't French. They're American. And they've acquired their amazing new language skills from Muzzy, the remarkable new video language program for children developed by the British Broadcasting Corporation. With this unique BBC language course, children learn a second language with incredible ease. Four delightful videos quickly become their favorite TV show and teaches children the same way they learned English. Learning another language becomes fun. You'll be amazed when your children begin speaking and understanding their new language from the very first day through this unique method.
Muzzy now comes with four videos, two audios, a script book, parents' guide, a new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order, a special vocabulary video that adds hundreds of new words. We'll charge your credit card $28.17 a month for 6 months plus a one-time shipping cost.
Holy crap, that thing still gives me like the heebie-jeebies when he's like,
I hate his voice. Stop. I used to hate when that commercial came on. It would creep me out.
Is that why you remember it?
Yes.
So this one's also well known for, this commercial ran for forever, like 15, 20 years on Nickelodeon. Like a lot. Even if you go on like online, you Google it. Because I tried doing some research about Muzzy, which is what this is, Muzzy, which is like a way to teach your kids to speak different languages. Which, by the way, weren't you going to say something about at the beginning? It's like, they're speaking French, but they're not French.
They're American. I was like, okay, well, today that would be considered really offensive.
I don't know why, but everybody seems to be getting offended about everything.
Feel like people would be offended by that now.
you lost my train. Oh, yeah, so when I looked up online, I found some articles about it. And then obviously, like anything, you find stuff on Wikipedia, and then you have to like look at other sources to try to verify it. But the thing Wikipedia said, which kind of made me realize that was the correct memory that I had growing up, was that this was the Nickelodeon commercial. So Muzzy was known as Muzzy in Gondoland, which is the weirdest title for a movie. And it was actually a film. It was like 2 hours long and made by the BBC, which is the British Broadcasting Company, in 1986. So actually, so it's older than the 90s. And it was actually created originally to teach kids from other countries how to speak English. And so they did what they took that movie, split up into four half-an-hour sections that were on four different VHS tapes, and they had people dub the different voices to do it in other languages so they could teach people to speak different languages. And so it's unknown who actually did the dubs for the different versions of the film. But they did,
so
was,
you're
going to
learn
no
an
credits.
Entire language in how many half-hour?
Like 2 or 2.5 hours, something like that.
In 2.5 hours?
I think the point isn't that you're going to learn like how to speak fluently in the language. You're going to learn enough where like it basically is like the equivalent of like taking French 1.
Oh.
You'll know enough where it'll get you started into being fascinated with the language and stuff. But
gotcha.
I mean, little kids don't have exposure to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So the original, I think they said in the infomercial, the original system was available in four languages, French, Spanish, Italian, and German. And now there's a new version out, I just found out, that's available in like 15 languages. So including like Chinese.
They're still Muzzy?
It's like Return of Muzzy or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it still exists. I don't know.
The 90s are coming back.
We don't have cable, so I don't know if there's actually an infomercial or a commercial still about it, but they do still make a Muzzy. All right, so continuing on our current trend, this is like a hint of learning how to do things. Here's the next commercial.
I felt so proud of myself because I had read a 24-chapter book.
When he first learned how to read a book, we just said, Austin, you're a reader. You're a reader. You did it.
And he began to read and with such excitement. And if any program can set up excitement for kids to read, Hooked on Phonics is that program.
Order Hooked on Phonics and receive National Geographic's 30 Memorable Years on 10 CD-ROMs. Must be 18 years or older. Call 1-800-80.
Hooked on Phonics. Austin, you're a reader.
I remembered that Austin.
That exact quote. Yeah, it's weird.
Austin,
the things you remember.
You're a reader.
Also, another one that I think was on Nickelodeon a lot.
Yeah.
This is a very interesting Hooked on Phonics. So they were developed in the 80s by a father, which is pretty, it's pretty generic, by a father. I tried to figure out what his name was, but I couldn't find it. Who wanted to help his son overcome reading problems. And so he developed like some flashcards, like a system to learn. And I'm not sure what his background was, whether he was like involved in business as a salesperson or something, but he sold it to his company called Gateway Educational Products in the late 80s. And they took this system of learning to read and they advertised the crap out of it. Like they had TV ads on almost every channel on cable. This is back, remember, 90s or still had cable and satellite TV were huge because people weren't watching stuff online yet because there wasn't an internet. And they smartly got the telephone number 1-800-ABCDEFG, which now is disconnected, by the way.
It is? Did you try and call it?
Yeah, I did try to call it.
Aww.
It doesn't work anymore. It makes me sad.
Lame.
But it became, in the mid-90s, it became really recognized because they had their whole, which isn't in this commercial that we're going to play, by the way. They didn't say, Hooked on Phonics worked for me. You know, some of the later commercials, they have like the little kids saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but this one is the Austin, you're a reader, which I remember, so that's why we chose that one. But it's not all a good story. It's not all happy. Some of it's sad. In 1994, they were featured on the program Dateline NBC with they were being charged with this deceptive advertising with it not working as well as they claimed it did in the commercials. And
can I say something about the 90s and 90s advertising?
A lot of it was scammy.
Yes.
There's at least one other on here that's scammy that we're going to get to.
I'm just saying, I feel like in the 90s there were a lot of false advertising.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, internet came out, what, 96 was like AOL? Like we talked about this before on this show.
Yeah.
You had America Online. Until America Online came out, you really didn't have much of a way to like look up things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you had to rely on seeing it on TV.
False advertising was illegal.
It is.
But I feel like in the 90s
my story,
there was so much
because it was hard for, the way our government works, and I'm not gonna get my soapbox and rant about how I don't like the government, but the way our government works, at least in the US, and I'm sure it's this way in a lot of other countries, they don't do squat unless enough people complain.
Okay.
So unless a bunch of people complain about it, they're never gonna, they're too busy wasting our money to figure out like who to go after, who not to go after. It takes people complaining and petitions and demonstrating and like all kinds of, in letters to in this case, the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission. It takes a lot of like work to get the government to even take action on anything.
Okay.
So because there wasn't the internet, at least not then, we're talking 94, there wasn't the internet, it took a lot longer for the stuff to kind of surface. And in the case of Hooked on Phonics, I don't know, maybe some producer had a kid who used it at Dateline NBC, and they had like a personal vendetta and they were pissed or something. Because the fact that it got on TV is what actually made it explode into this big thing.
I never heard about that.
Yeah, so the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission, actually sued them in court, because the government can sue people in court, and they reached a settlement with Gateway, with the company that owns Tokyo Fox, agreeing to pay fines and agreeing to certain advertising ground rules that they couldn't say certain things. I imagine Tokyo Fox probably works okay, but you can't like claim that it like makes your kid read a 26 chapter book in 2 weeks. Like, you can't. And this commercial's not that bad, but some of the later ones I remember were like, made a lot of really crazy claims. Like, mm-hmm. in less than a month, I learned how to read. Like, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it doesn't happen that way for everybody, then it's deceptive advertising. You can say, helps people read better. You know, we did a study and it helped 70% of the kids learn to read in a year or less. You can do like very general statements, but you can't claim that it's going to teach them to read in like 30 days because they can sue you.
This is like really off topic. Kind of, not really. Remember, okay, and I don't think, I've tried to Google this and YouTube it, maybe I'll try again, but there was this infomercial for speed reading.
For speed reading?
Yes. Okay, so this guy, yes, he was saying he can teach you how to read and teach you speed reading, and it was so ridiculously fake. Like, he had, this other guy was, like, hosting with him, and he had this book. And
was
he
was an infomercial?
Like, yeah, and he's, like, trying to speed read, and he could speed read it. I remember, I just, oh my God, are you finding it?
Looking for it.
That's the guy!
This guy right here? Right here, a photo reading infomercial. It aired in the early
2000s. We're wondering if photo reading can be done at computer speed.
Yes.
So here's what we've done.
Is that the guy?
Yeah, but I remember they were, like, standing.
Oh, wait, is it this?
Make yourself a super reading.
Yes!
Reading hand video program.
But it was an infomercial.
Okay, so I can't like hear what we're talking about right now. So here's what we'll do. Let's pause for a second because I have to insert it. We'll insert this commercial so people know what we're talking about. And then we'll go back into our original conversation.
Okay.
All right?
Make yourself a super reading machine with the Speed Reading Hand Video Program. Learn to read 3 to 5 times faster with better comprehension. The Speed Reading Hand Video comes complete with a powerful study guide. Order now and receive free the audio tape's super memory power and mastering concentration. All this for only $39.95, and it comes with a no-risk money-back guarantee. Call toll-free 1-800-543-7550. That's 1-800-543-7550. Or send check or money order for $39.95 plus $3 shipping to Speed Reading, Box 1155, Norfolk, Virginia, 23501.
The commercial's ridiculous. Like, they're like, they got their hand and they're like moving it really, really fast across the page. Nobody can read that fast. You know what's old about it? It says specify VHS or beta.
That wasn't the commercial I was thinking of, but this is the same company.
This is the one I remember seeing.
The same company. I remember seeing like a huge infomercial. But there's.
Yeah, I think they had the guy like late night.
Yeah.
This is the commercial I remember seeing on Nickelodeon.
I don't remember being on Nickelodeon.
I remember this commercial. The minute I saw it, I remember them showing the kid like. With his, like, cupped hand going flying across the page, like, 9 million miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh. That is so
funny. I totally remember this commercial.
That just, like, totally popped into my head, the speed reading. But there's a phone number.
So, are you actually going to call the number on the air?
Yeah, I'm going to call and see what happens.
Okay, hopefully it doesn't make all a bunch of weird noises in our microphone.
It'll be fine.
We apologize if this is bad podcasting.
What's the number? I need to see the
number. Hold on. I bring it back up. 1-800-543-7550. 7550.
You know what we should do? We should do an entire episode calling old infomercials.
That'd be weird.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to call.
Can you put on speaker?
Yeah.
So we all hear?
Hello, and please listen carefully as our menu options may have changed. Calls are recorded for quality assurance. We're very excited to tell you about a special promotion for select callers. This will only take a moment. By answering just a few questions, we will find out if this offer is right for you.
What did you call?
Are you or someone in your household 50 years of age or older? Press 1 for yes. If you or someone in your...
I don't think it's the right number
like
anymore.
It sounds like some scammy thing.
Okay, well, hold on. We're going to Google this. Now I know what number this is while we're talking here. 543-7550.
How did you remember that?
I don't know. It doesn't tell me what it is. I don't know. Some scam thing. Anyway. So to finish what you're saying before we move on. So yeah, definitely there was some scams in the 90s.
Yeah.
After you guys saw all.
Although, if any of you know anybody that ordered that speed reading thing and it worked.
Actually worked.
Please let us know.
I want to see a YouTube video of you speed reading.
But you can easily fake it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why the infomercial.
I read pretty quick. Sometimes you're like, you're not even reading that, and I'm reading something.
You do read really quick.
But I don't get the hand thing. I don't understand that. So I'm going to finish my story before you so rudely got us off track.
I'm sorry.
So they actually filed for bankruptcy. I'm talking about Hooked on Phonics. After the negative media coverage came out, and everyone was accusing them of being a fraud. But they still exist. Somehow they relaunched the product as something else, and you can still, to this day, go buy Hooked on Phonics.
Oh, interesting.
All right, that was a really long time talking about that one. This next one, I think, needs no introduction. This is an amazing game that I played as a child.
It's sometime in the future. The ultimate challenge. Crossfire.
Crossfire! You can count on the Crossfire! Crossfire! You can count on the Crossfire! Crossfire! Crossfire!
Crossfire! You'll get caught up in it.
I love that game.
Crossfire's I never played amazing. It, but I remember that commercial. Like, when you tell me, or when you ask me, think of a 90s commercial, I think Crossfire. Of that one. Because I saw it
Is it
so
weird that,
much.
Like, when I was a kid, you know how the beginning, how they, and again, we'll post some of these on our Facebook page throughout the week as this episode comes out. You know how they, like, ride in? Like, they're, like, on, like, the game piece, like, in the commercial, they, like, fly down on it, like, they're in an arena?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you wish that was real life? Yeah. As a little kid, I was like, I want to do that. And then my friend... Matt, who I grew up with, got the, you know, this is something I haven't talked to in probably 25 years. See, I'm going to be 32 now. Yeah, 25 years. I was like 6 or 7 when we played Crossfire. But I don't know what he's doing now, if he even lives in Vermont or if he's alive, because I went
That's
to school.
Morbid.
There. Well, I don't see him anymore. Like, you know,
I don't even know if he's alive anymore.
You know, like, everybody's on Facebook. This kid's not on Facebook. Like, I don't know what he's doing. But we went to school with him. I put up through junior high, and then his family moved.
Matt, if you're listening, we want to know if you're alive.
Yes. Anyway, so we used to go to his house, and I would do a lot of school projects with him. And we'd go to his house to do our school projects. We ended up playing Crossfire. I think at the time we had, like, an N64 or something at his house. We'd play a lot of Wave Race, the one where you're calling, like, the jet skis. But I gotta say, Crossfire is a little bit dangerous because if you watch the video, there's like little metal BBs. And I'm telling you, sometimes we'd get going real good and one of those things would deflect off something and I swear I'd take your eye out. So we had that going for us.
I never played that game.
It's an amazing game. It's fun. I do highly recommend the game. But all right.
I just remember the ending, the Crossfire.
Leave that in. You're saying that's gonna be in the podcast.
Oh, God.
All right.
I don't even have any wine on board either.
Well, you can't when you're feeding your daughter.
I know. I need some. I usually always have a glass of wine when I do the podcast. So I feel like I'm not as, like, loose and, like, you know, special.
You're not as that's what I'm looking for. Not as, you're very lively.
Thank you.
You're not as jovial. Is that what you're saying? It's our first one back in like 10 months.
I'm not as drunk.
No, we're never drunk doing the podcast. This is the first one back in 10 months, so we'll get to the point where we're, like, more used to it again. But I feel like it's the first time we've ever done this. It's weird. It's been so long.
I know.
So, the next one on our list
There's a fly flying around.
It's all right. Okay.
It's buzzing around.
This next one on this list.
I'm just kidding. The microphone.
It won't be the microphone. The next one on the list is one that I think everybody remembers, and I don't think we need to say anything about it. We're just going to play it, and then I'm going to ask you a question. All right?
Okay.
Let's go.
Mission to get Nickelodeon magazine. It's packed with celebrity interviews and comics and puzzles and great stuff to collect. But only a real live grown-up can call to order it for you. Of course, you can think of a nice polite way to ask.
Nickelodeon magazine, please.
Nickelodeon magazine, please.
You never know who will pop in, what will pop out, and it's so good, you'll eat it all up. And you can get Nickelodeon Magazine delivered to your door. 6 issues for $9.97. Credit cards are accepted. And grown-ups know. It's filled with fun and interesting facts for growing minds.
Unbelievable!
So don't just stand there.
Nickelodeon!
There are lots of ways to show you really want Nickelodeon Magazine. How?
Oh, you'll think of something. Nickelodeon Magazine, please.
That commercial. I think if any of these commercials I mean, I think they're all classics, but if any of these commercials like epitomized late 90s TV commercial goodness, I think that one, that's it.
I remember I used Nickelodeon to beg magazine, my please. Mom to order so my, Nickelodeon.
That was my question.
Magazine.
Did you ever have it?
No.
So
I begged and begged, and they never ordered it for me. I was so sad.
I feel like I don't know, maybe it's hazy, and somebody can tell me if I'm wrong. I have a memory of maybe you could get Nickelodeon magazine at like the grocery store and didn't have to subscribe to it. Or maybe I'm thinking of the Disney magazine. There was a Disney magazine too.
I don't remember.
There was a Disney magazine that was like, it was like almost like a Reader's Digest for kids. It was like smaller. It wasn't magazine sized. You know, it was Disney magazine. I never had Nickelodeon magazine. I always wanted it as a kid. Never got it. So, I got Zoo Books randomly. I never got Nickelodeon magazine.
I got Zoo Books too.
Yeah. We didn't play that commercial, but that's all right. But yeah, Zoo Books. I remember reading Zoo Books a lot. And then there was this weird thing where, like, maybe it was Zoo Books did it this too, where you got, like, trading cards of animals. And every month you got, like, different ones. And there was, like, a binder you put them in or something.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Was that Zoo Books?
Did you have to subscribe to that or did you just get
it? Yeah, you subscribed to it.
I, like, vaguely remember that.
There's, like, a binder, like, a big three-ring binder. And you got different animals. And you put the animals in there. There was different kinds of, like, there was ones for, like, not to be sexist, but there was one for, like, boys. Like, there was, like, collect jets and airplanes. And, like, there was, like, an airplane one. But there was the animal one. I had the animal one growing up. I actually had both. But I had the animal one growing up. And you put different... It's a three-ring binder. You put different animal, like, cards. And they had facts about the animals. I don't know if that was Zoo Books. That came with Zoo Books when you first bought it? Or what?
I don't know. I don't remember.
But that and I read Highlights a lot, too. Was it Highlights?
Yeah.
They had, like, the back that was, like a thing where you found the lost items and stuff.
My parents used to steal the Highlights magazines from the doctor's office waiting rooms.
Really?
Yeah, and bring them home for me.
That's funny. So I guess while we're on the topic real quick, I'd like to take like maybe 30 seconds and talk about what's coming. If you're on our Facebook page, you probably already saw this, but we are actually actively looking at doing a Generation Y magazine. And a little backstory. A couple of years ago, Amy and I actually were pretty heavily involved with a magazine called Classic Console Magazine, which was, I think we mentioned this before, was like all like old like 80s and 90s video games and things like that. And so that kind of ran its course. We did 6 issues of that. And multiple reasons. One was it was really hard to find a lot of writers, you know, that wanted to do it for the love of it, like kind of like what we're doing, that didn't do it for like money. There's a lot of paid writers out there like, hey, I'll do it for $100 an article, but like when you're doing it for fun, you don't have $100 an article to pay people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing was just for me, like as much as I love video games, there was so many other things I wanted to do, like movies and TV and toys and you know.
I kept wanting to talk about other things that were not video game related.
So we stopped doing it, and then.
But we gained thousands of subscribers.
Oh yeah, from like 20 different countries.
Yeah, which was really awesome.
And so we stopped doing it, and we haven't done it for you know several years. And we did this podcast, and kind of was busy doing that. And we've talked a lot about doing another magazine because it's fun. Like I like writing, I enjoy writing. People like to read it. So, first issue will be out sometime this year. I think there'll probably only be one this year. And then our goal is, starting next year, it's going to be an every other month thing. So it'll be bi-monthly? Is that the right thing?
Yes.
Bi-monthly? There'll be a digital version. We haven't decided how it's all going to pan out yet, but a digital version, which will be free. You can just subscribe to the list, and once you're on the subscription list, you'll get it in your email when it comes out. But we're also talking about doing not only a digital version, but I'm doing a print version and maybe like a different like interactive version that has like videos and things. So there'll be like a version that's free and a version that's paid. And the reason why we're doing the version that's paid is because it costs us a lot of money to do it. And so we have to at least recoup
a lot of time
the money.
And money for sure.
It's a labor of love. It's something I do because I enjoy doing it. So my big thing is just getting back the cost of doing it. It is expensive to do, but there's no good magazines. Like I feel like magazines are kind of like dying out in a way. But the reason why magazines I think are dying out is because the ones that are dying out are like beauty magazines and like fashion mm-hmm. magazines, and you can go on the internet and do that. But I think there's something to be said, especially because like we're thinking about like nostalgia and like retro. Like everyone had Nickelodeon magazine. If you could have like a adult's version of Nickelodeon magazine that like had you were reminding you of things that you loved when you were a kid, and you got it every other month, I think that'd be something people would enjoy.
There is that magazine that you like out there now, right?
Which one?
That's like from that's like reminiscing for the 50s.
Oh yeah, Reminisce.
It's actually called
Reminisce. Which is what actually gave us the idea of doing this. We'd go to, like, when Amy was pregnant, we'd go to her appointments. And they have this magazine called Reminisce, like, in the waiting room. And I'd read through it, and it was, like, about the 50s and the 60s. And, like, I wasn't around. I wasn't even born in that time. But it was cool to see, like, old ads and, like, things about old movies. And, like, I am, like, an old soul. I listen to a lot of, like, Beatles and Beach Boys. And I even listen to, like, jazz music and stuff. So some of the things they were talking about, and they were, like, things that I already appreciate. So... And it's like stuff that my grandfather and my grandmother and our parents to some degree when they were, if the 50s, when they were like super young, you know, or like early 60s, they were very young.
My parents were born in the like mid 60s.
Oh yeah, my parents are older than your parents. My parents were born in the late 50s. But anyway, so it just, I enjoyed it. And I said, you know what? It's kind of weird that there's not a magazine like this for 90s kids. So that's what kind of got the whole idea going. So I won't spend any longer on that, but be on the lookout. We'll announce it in the podcast when it actually launches. We're going to overhaul our complete website very, very soon, maybe even this week or this weekend. So definitely in the next 3 weeks, the website will look completely different. We're going to get rid of all the references to the radio station. We'll have information on the bottom where you can like pre-register to sign up to be on the mailing list. So when it comes out, you'll get it. So very, very excited.
So excited about
if any
that.
Of you out there, just throwing us out there, if any of you out there want to write in with 90s memories...
Oh, yeah.
And you want to write something and you've like want to get published, we're looking for writers right now. So I can't guarantee you'll get published because if we get like a ton of emails like we used to when I did the video game magazine, we might have to be selective about who gets published and who doesn't because there's only so many pages
per issue. Well, there's multiple magazines.
Absolutely. So any good articles, even if it's a story of like, here's what I did growing up as a kid, any memories that you have, we'd love to put in the magazine.
Old notes that you used to pass in class.
Yes.
I put something on Facebook if you follow us on Facebook. If you have like old notes or like those old MASH games, old diary entries that you want to take a picture of or kind of like retype to us and send them, we can post it anonymously, obviously, if you don't want your name there. But I think that'd be really fun to see other people's MASH fortune tellers and that sort of thing.
Yeah, cool. So I'm very excited about doing the magazine. I really am because I don't think that I kind of miss that. There's a lot of things I miss. I miss Saturday morning cartoons. I miss blocks like TGIF and I miss magazines. So trying to relive some of our glory. So anyway, this next one. So we cheated a little bit. Okay. So this next one, we have actually two commercials from the same place because as much as Amy doesn't like this place now, for me growing up, it was magical. Actually, there'll be an article in the first issue of the magazine about this restaurant.
About your childhood experiences?
I'm not the only one. Go and Google this restaurant, 1990s, and there's like 9 million like blog posts about people loving this in the 90s. Something changed. They changed.
It was kind of comforting.
They changed their recipe or something.
No, I don't think that's what it was. I think it was just kind of like... Because I know what you mean.
I always went. We always sat down to eat. They had the salad bar. Probably people already know what I'm talking about. They had the salad bar. They had, like, the certain decor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess with some of the one near us isn't that way anymore, but some of these restaurants still have the 90s decor. I'd like to know which ones they are. I'd like to go there and eat at one. It'd be amazing. There was always an arcade game in the lobby when you walked in.
Yep.
I have a lot of really fun memories of this place, and if I had it my way, we'd be going there, like, once every other month. Not that I want to eat it all the time, but just to, like,
keep my... fun.
It's still fun.
No.
It's still fun. So anyway,
all right,
we're going to play one that's a character. Should we play both of them or play one, talk about it, and then play the other one? Probably play one, talk about it, and then play the other one. All right. Let's play the first one. It's actually kind of seasonally, if you're listening to this when it comes out, kind of seasonally appropriate.
Now it's time for the Pizza Head Show.
Hey, everybody. I'm done trick-or-treating, and now I'm going to go for a stuffed crust pizza at Pizza Hut. Yay!
Not yet, Pizza Head. There's one more place to go.
I don't think anyone's home.
Sure there is.
Oh, trick-or-treat.
Quick, Pizza Head, let's go upstairs.
Hey, who is here anyway?
It's your host, Count Steve.
Oh, nice place, you got it. Ah! I want to go to Pizza Hut now.
The Count will be happy to give you a lift.
Hey, put me down.
See you next time.
Now, did you remember Pizza Head before I said something to you?
No, I completely forgot about Pizza Head.
And then you saw it and you're like, oh my gosh. So obviously this is the Halloween one. I said seasonally appropriate. But I loved Pizza Head.
Oh, my god!
I remember there being, I believe...
He's so funny. I remember I used to laugh so hard. Was there a
Pizza Head toy?
Maybe. I remember I used to laugh so hard because Pizza Head, he has like the vegetables as eyes and the pepper as a mouth. And when he, during that Halloween one, when he got scared and the pepper all of a sudden turned to this big circle because he was screaming, I used to like, laugh so hard. And we'll post it too so you guys can see. But that is one of the first ones that popped into my head when we thought about doing this show.
Yeah, I love Pizza Head. So also talking about Pizza Hut for all you that are, I mean, I think they have Pizza Hut in other countries, right? I think. I'm pretty sure.
I have no clue.
I'm pretty sure they do. And there was a ton of Pizza Head commercials. I think all the way from 1993 to like 1998 or something like that. So there's tons of them. There's
Why don't they do stuff like that anymore?
I don't know. Advertising's not as good anymore. I really truly feel like the peak of advertising greatness, like when ads were the absolute best, was like the mid-90s.
Because they were crazy and random and weird. So they stood out. And
I mean, now it's all very predictable, I feel like.
Yes, it totally is.
And maybe it's because we don't watch cable that much. So we don't have cable here. So the time we see it is like if we stay somewhere like in a hotel or right at like our parents' house or something. But I feel like it's just not as good.
No. Maybe it's just because we're biased.
Maybe.
I feel like everybody says that about stuff that when they were kids.
But I think it's true, though. So a lot of things that are different now. And, like, a lot of things that we liked as kids, our kids get into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our daughter Isabella is into a ton of stuff that we were into as kids.
She loves Pog.
She loves Pog. She loves Full House. I mean, there's a lot of things that she likes that...
She even watches Reba, which is early 2K. It's early
2000s, but we'll have some point to do an episode about that, because I think everybody who was born in our generation watched that. It was early 2000s, but we'll let it in. I was saying this to you the other day, like... With the magazine and with this podcast, there are times when we're going to discuss things that maybe necessarily weren't falling into 1990 to 1999. Because the thing is, like, if you're Generation Y, like we all are, you may have been born in the early 80s. Maybe there's something from the late 80s you remember. Maybe there's something from the early 2000s you remember. You know, like, so, like, at some point, I'm sure this year for Christmas, we'll do a show about one of the Rankin and Bass specials, whether it's Frosty or Rudolph, or because they aired still, as they have since the 60s, they aired on TV when we were kids.
Or A Christmas Story.
Or A Christmas Story, which is late 80s. Like, so there's going to be, like, we're going to have to sneak certain things in that, like, I think if we remember it and it's part of our traditions, it's probably part of everyone's traditions, so. All right, and this next commercial, this one, like, this is going to sound really lame what I'm about to say, but this one, like, when I watched it, I think we were doing something. And we were watching, like, old commercials, like, this is, like, a year ago or 2 years ago. And this one came on, like, the playlist of commercials. And I remembered it from, like, my childhood, and I actually started to cry a little bit.
Shut up.
I swear to God, I started to cry a little bit.
Oh, my God.
It's a cute commercial. It's very, like, nostalgic. And obviously, it's a Pizza Hut commercial, everybody. So, this one, think back to when you might have had a movie on VHS tape in the early 90s.
Like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That was one of them that we know for a fact this was on. And I bet you recognize this little commercial.
Off in the distance, the game's dragging on. There's strikes on the batter, some runners are on. Then suddenly everyone's looking at me. My mind has been wondering, what could it be? They point to the sky and I look up above, and a baseball falls into my glove. I play right field. It's important you know, you gotta know how to catch, you gotta know how to throw. That's why I play in right field, way up where the dandelions grow.
As a proud sponsor of Little League Baseball, Pizza Hut welcomes all the kids who make it great.
Making it great.
I love that commercial. That commercial's so cool.
I forgot about that commercial.
It makes me, like, tear up a little bit.
It's so cute. The little boy, he's in right field and he doesn't think he's going to catch the ball.
Yeah, well, like, the ball's popped up and, like, he's, like, just do-do-do-do. Just, like, it'd be like something like Isabella would do. Like, our daughter would do this. completely spacing out, not paying any attention to anything.
Oh,
and
the
coach is like yelling, like, "Hey, kid, look up!" And everybody's yelling at him, and also he looks up and goes, and the ball's like descending into his glove.
Can
and
I
catches
be honest?
It.
What? That used to be me.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. Your daughter's that way.
That's so.
And I'm sure our youngest Amelia will be that way too.
I remember playing baseball or like softball or kickball in gym class. And I would go up and I would kick the ball, and I would just, after I kicked it, I would just kind of stand there, and everybody would be like, yell at me, then go, run. I'm like, oh yeah, I have to run. Like,
oh my goodness.
That was me. That was me, everybody.
Oh boy. I'm judging right now. So that song that they play there was, we just discovered just now, we didn't know this, because we're on YouTube watching the commercial, and then one of the recommended videos was Peter, Paul, and Mary, which they do the Puff the Magic Dragon song, if you're wondering who they are.
Yeah, I remember.
And, that's a Peter, Paul, and Mary song. I don't know if, like, they might have changed the words around a little bit for the commercial, but really cute commercial. And definitely, if you owned the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, the first movie from 1990, that was on the beginning of the VHS tape. And that's where I watched that movie I had in VHS, and I watched that movie like 35,000 times. So this commercial I'd seen over and over and over again. Because, of course, you never fast-forwarded through it. You had to watch it.
Yeah, that's so
true. And I'd
be
like, hey, Dad, can I go to Pizza Hut tonight? Advertising, it works.
It totally
especially
works
on small children.
Holy crap.
It doesn't matter what comes, fresh goes better in life. With Mentos fresh and full of life, nothing gets to you. Staying fresh, staying cool. With Mentos fresh and full.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Didn't you say that you were at work the other day?
Oh, yeah, totally the other day.
Eating a
Mentos. Before we even talk about doing this, I bought a thing of Mentos. They made these little, like, Mentos minis now, and they're really good. Anyway, so I'm at work, I'm eating Mentos, and I'm sitting there, doo boo doo 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 ah. I'm over there, like, singing this theme song. People are like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, Mentos freshness is fun, so whatever the words are.
Mentos fresh and full of life.
I'm like, Mentos, the fresh maker. And, like, probably one of my, because I, as people that have listened to this before know that I am a sales manager and I sell RVs. One of my sales guys who's younger than me was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you haven't seen the freaking Mentos commercial? I should have, like, made him say it. I'm like, now we're going to have a meeting right now. Meeting time.
we're going to
put it on YouTube and watch all the Mentos commercials. I think the one you linked here, was this the one that, because of course we just watched it. I should know. Did he sit on the bench with the white paint, or is that a different one?
No, that was a different one.
Because there's one where he sits on a... not this one. There's one where he sits on a bench with white paint and gets up and, like...
And he, like,
he's got the white,
care.
The white stripes. The doesn't he get, like, the roller and, like, paint the rest of his suit or something? I remember that, right?
Because he has a Mentos, so he's happy
so,
now.
Honestly, as much as this commercial is great, what I actually remember more than this is the Foo Fighters video for the song Big Me from 1995. And it was a famous video. It was on MTV and got played a crap ton. And this video is a complete parody of the Mentos commercials. Like, they'll be singing the song, all of a sudden they'll, like, be doing something wacky, they'll hold up with the Mentos, and they'll be like, the fresh maker, like, in the middle of the video.
I don't
it's pretty
that.
Funny.
I don't think I ever saw that.
You ever saw the song Big Me?
I don't think so.
You have to watch it later.
Okay.
You're not being punished.
All right.
Next one on our list is one that I don't remember at all. And I've never heard of, but Amy...
And, no, this is actually funny because I Googled this and found... mostly nothing. I found a lot of message boards with people asking, does anybody remember what this doll? Does anybody remember this? And apparently nobody remembers it. So I want to see
why?
If you, because I used to love this doll. This is one of my favorite things to play with when I was younger. And I want to see if anybody else had this doll. So if you had it, please let us know because I want to hear from you.
We're going to play it and then you can tell me about how your adventures with this doll.
Okay. All right.
There's magic in the friendship between Mirabelle and me.
I'm Mirabelle.
Dress up time!
That's funny. We're best friends.
There's magic in the friendship.
Look!
Oh, it's beautiful!
We've been few.
What are we gonna do?
Let's cuddle.
That's what real friends do.
Mirabelle and me talks to you and her videos.
So Mirabelle, she was a doll, and she was kind of an interactive doll, and I feel it was kind of cool. Like, it was kind of ahead of the times at that point.
Can I be honest? It bothers me. It's that's like nightmare fuel.
Stop
Imagine this, like, doll in the corner of the room, like, you're sleeping, and you all of a sudden you wait, one eye open, and it's like, hi, do you want to play with me? Like, demon spawn doll.
Like the Furby.
Its eyes are weird. I don't like it.
Anyways, whatever.
I don't like it.
I loved her.
But wasn't there a VHS tape, and if played the movie, and she, like, talked during the movie based on what was going on in the movie?
Yeah, so it was...
Did it actually work?
Yeah, it totally worked. And the movie, I was trying for the longest time to remember what the name of this doll was, and this was even before we were going to even do the podcast. I remember this was years ago. I couldn't think of the name of the doll, and I was Googling, and I thought it was Mariel for some reason, so I kept Googling Mariel the doll, but it's Mirabella, and so it came with the VHS, and it was about this girl who... met this rich girl. It was a cartoon, and she had, like, all these toys and candy, and she was mean and, like, all of this stuff. And that's what I remember. And I remember loving that cartoon. And I was so sad when I had to get rid of that doll.
What did you get rid of it?
I don't know. I just grew out of it.
Some sort of backstory to this?
No. So, I just...
I wonder if you can find them on eBay.
Oh, my God.
If I bought you one for, like, Christmas.
I'd make you sit there and watch the VHS.
So it'd be a great present.
No.
I'm looking at it right now. Don't. Do you remember I had a I'm looking to see if there's one available for purchase.
It's Mirabelle, not Mirabella.
You said Mirabella a minute ago.
It's Mirabelle.
But you said Mirabella a minute ago.
I said Mirabelle.
You didn't.
No, we have it on recording Mirabella. To prove.
I'm going to play it back like 3 times. Oh my God.
Shut up.
$115.
It says rare tiger
store
electronics.
Display though.
So I'm wondering if it was just a toy that wasn't out for very long or if they didn't make too many of. I bet, oh my God.
It's like not on eBay at all.
Oh, I could have kept that thing and sold it.
I think you probably could have made some money off that.
I used to love that.
I had a doll that was like, it was like Big Bird, and you put a cassette tape in it.
Mine was Mother Goose.
Its mouth would move.
Mine was Mother Goose.
So that's sort of like
and
this,
I
but
snapped the neck of it.
Wow.
I know. I was like 5. And I had, I was like 4 or 5, and I had the Mother Goose one where you put the cassette tape in, and she talked, and I broke the neck.
That's morbid.
I know. I was such a weird kid.
All right, so now.
Really quick, I was a really weird kid. Can I share what I used to do when I was little?
Oh, God.
With the Barbie.
You're going to disturb all the listeners.
I know. I was so disturbed. I used to take apart my Barbies, like take their legs apart, and I put them in my basket on my tricycle and ride up and down the street with the Barbie.
What do you mean take your legs apart? You mean like actually pull legs off of the doll?
Pull the legs off the doll.
So you had just a torso with no legs?
I had all the body parts in the basket.
So legs were separate, arms were separate, heads were separate, torsos were separate.
Yes.
You unassembled the doll.
I just put them in my tricycle basket and rode up and down the street with them.
I'm honestly scared to go to bed tonight.
Should
I sleep with one eye open?
No, my parents used to say, we were afraid you were going to grow up to be a serial killer because you used to do that to your
I think that's the first sign, honestly.
No, I just thought maybe I was going to be a surgeon.
Sure. We'll go with that one.
I'm not disturbed, I promise.
Okay, moving on. So I would say the probably second behind the Pizza Hut commercial, and maybe, I'm just looking at our list here, we had maybe the Nick Magazine commercial. This is probably, it's definitely my top 5 out of the ones
we have. I have it memorized.
Yeah, this is a great commercial. So we're going to play, there's 2 versions, I'm only going to play the one, because the other one, I think, the one I remember people don't know as much, I don't think. So we'll play this, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to make more money? Sure, we all do. So call this free number to find out how easy it is to train at home for a better career. At ICS, more than 10 million men and women have prepared for new careers without setting foot inside a classroom. And now at home in your spare time, you can get your career diploma or even your degree. Choose from any one of these courses. High school, TV VCR repair, computer programming, auto mechanics, bookkeeping, learning the personal computer, electrician, legal assistant, animal care specialist, interior decorating, child daycare, medical dental office, gun repair, florist, teacher aide, catering and gourmet cooking, electronics, air conditioning repair, drafting, hotel restaurant management, fitness and nutrition, PC repair, or get your degree. You can major in business management or accounting. Compare your present salary with the money you could be making in any one of these careers. They'll be repeated for you at the end of this commercial, so have your pencil ready to jot down the course you're most interested in. Then call the ICS toll-free number, and we'll send you one of these exciting career packs absolutely free with all the information you need. Here are those courses again, so call today for free information.
Call now for the free information Sally Struthers spoke about. Then decide if you want to train at home for a better career to make more money or advance in your present job. Call 1-800-445-7200. Operators are on duty now to send you free information by return mail. Choose any one of these exciting careers. That's 1-800-445-7200. Call now.
Do you want to make more money? We all do. That I think is also, I think that one there is also really famous.
Remember when we first met and you had asked me, you had asked me if I remember this, that commercial.
Yeah.
And then I literally started listing off high school, TV, VCR repair. And you were like, oh my God, you remember
it. You do remember it. That's the moment I knew I wanted to marry you and you wanted to mother my children.
So that was Sally Struthers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was on All in the Family. It's famous, like, I don't think you watched that, but a famous sitcom. That
I remember multiple versions of that commercial.
Well, there was a version with other people, different spokespeople. But it was always the same thing that was like, do you want to make
money? It was the same script every single time.
Well, sometimes they wouldn't respond. They'd be like, do you want to make more money? Go to ICS. Or they'd be like, do you want to make more money? Sure, we all do. Like, but yeah, so that school is now known as Penn Foster Career School, if you look online. So it still exists. I almost actually took classes there at one point. They've been accused of in the past, like, I don't know if people, I have friends that went there and stuff, but they've been accused in the past of some of their classes. I think it's gotten a lot better now that it's called Penn Foster, but some of their classes back in the day, like, I don't think they actually knew as much about that topic as they claim they did. And people, like, there was a thing for a while where people said that the degrees that you got there, like, people weren't getting a good education, in other words. Mm-hmm. It was more of like a, no, I'm not going to say it was scammy, but it was, there was some issues with it. And
I think, unfortunately, that sometimes Penn Foster still has that stigma.
Well, I think any of the online, like University of Phoenix, any of the online schools, I think have that stigma. Some's unfairly, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I tell you what, I went to a regular school, I'm not going to say where I went, and I'm paying my loans right now. And I have a degree, but I realized that, I don't know, I probably could have done without it. Mm-hmm. Like, I almost would rather have gone to a Penn Foster or an ICS and gotten, like, a degree in a specialized field versus getting, like, just a standard education. This
That's
is more of like
I
a,
would do if
this
I
is more of like a trade school.
Mm-hmm.
But I, so many of those commercials were on TV, like tons and tons. I imagine they spent millions of dollars on TV budget back in the day. I think at some point, this is going to be really weird, but and people can write in to let us know if they think it's a bad idea. I think at some point when you do a infomercial episode about like yes. 90s infomercials, like just set it and forget it.
I'm
like,
down.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
So speaking of scammy things, our next one is definitely a major scam, but one that was near and dear to all of our hearts.
Don't you really want to know?
Okay, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look. The Miss Cleo DNA test. I'm solely searching for the father of your baby. Oh, it's the one that's very unpleasant, okay?
Okay.
And he's also the one that had another girlfriend while he was sleeping with you.
Yes, he did.
Yep, that's him. That's the daddy.
Okay.
But you knew that.
I wasn't sure.
I don't know how. The baby looks just like him.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so you were in denial because he has a funny little chin, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and the baby have that same little chin.
Oh, my God.
Whew. The cards can reveal things that you will never see by yourself. Call me now for your free tarot reading.
Call 1-800-980-8637.
So everyone remembered Miss Cleo. Actually, I think there was it was called like the psychic hotline or whatever. She was like one of the psychics, but they used her as like their spokesperson. And she did a ton of commercials.
You know what we have to do?
What?
We have to call them.
You're not going
to
call them, are you, right now?
I'm going to see what happens.
Oh, geez. 1-800-980-8637. Don't be charging us any money. We can't afford to pay for psychic readings.
Are you or someone in your household 50 years of age or older?
Oh my God, it's the same thing.
Press 1 for yes if you or someone in your household is 50 years of age or older.
I wonder if they bought out like all of the 90s infomercial like telephone numbers or something. That's funny.
Oh my God.
So
I want to know what it is.
Sadly, Miss Cleo's no longer with us. She passed last year from cancer. So
kind of sad.
So sad. I feel like, I mean, she was definitely a con artist. Like, that's
but she was like an icon of the 90s.
Absolutely, though. Icon of the 90s. Absolutely.
Like, and I mean, people fell for it.
I remember growing up, I remember there was this girl that when I was like elementary school, or maybe it was like early junior high, she was Miss Cleo for Halloween.
Really?
Like, yeah, it was really funny.
Awesome. Oh my God.
So it's definitely one that sticks with you. I mean, we picked one commercial. There's 9 million commercials. Like the lot where they go, call Miss Cleo right now. Because there's a lot of different commercials out there with her in it.
I wonder if you called that number, if you actually got to talk to Miss Cleo.
I doubt it. And I think that's one of the things that people got upset about, and there was some lawsuits, was because you didn't get Miss... I mean, Miss Cleo worked probably like, you know, 10 hours a week or something. She spent more time doing commercials, and she'd go on like... She was on a talk show at one point, and she did like a lot of like touring around the country and showing up at different events and signing autographs. Like, she was a spokesperson at that point. She, even though initially she probably did do a lot of psychic readings on the hotline, she was at that point a paid spokesperson. She wasn't. So you'd get some random person who was reading a script. So it was bogus.
Sad.
Yep. And so we're on to our last one. I suppose there isn't more animal mascots for this. We only have one animal mascot in the entire list.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I thought there should be more from the 90s, but I guess a lot of the ones I can think of for that we would say...
We still have Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. All the ones that I can think of that we would have picked for the 90s...
Toucan Sam.
...aren't 90s mascots. They were, like, around in the 60s. This, mm-hmm. We also grew up with them. What was the monkey on the Smacks? Does he have a name? Do you remember eating Smacks?
I remember the Smacks, but I don't remember the monkey.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I'm sure Lyle...
That wasn't Smacks. It was Rice.
No, I know. Space. I'm just listening to other ones. Yeah, at one point I was going to put the Keebler Elves on here, but I couldn't find the advertisement I was looking for.
Oh, sorry, my phone's going off, guys.
They had like the fudge commercial there, like the fudge fountain didn't work anymore.
The fudge fountain?
Yeah, fudge fountain.
I remember the Snap, Crackle, Pop, Wake Up Call to the World, something, something. That's all I remember.
You're singing again.
Not really singing. I'm just
Everyone
like,
heard you. I'm leaving it in.
No.
I'm trying to think
it's other, the Rice Krispies commercial. I'm
trying to think other commercials. Tony the Tiger already said that. That was a bunch. If you can think of a 90s mascot other than this one. Oh, we missed a big one, but too late now. Dude, you're getting Adele.
Shut up.
We missed that one.
I thought we did an episode on him.
We mentioned it. No, we didn't. Amazing Advertising did. Oh. Amazing Advertising. Lyle did an episode.
Sorry, Lyle.
Lyle did an episode about him and then did like an actual like interview with the Adele guy.
Okay. Maybe I was thinking that we were going to do one, and then we listened to his, and then I thought we should. Sorry. Stop shaking your head.
I'm shaking my head. So let's play this commercial. So you guys will all remember this little guy.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Now you can get 2 tacos for just 99 cents. One song.
I would totally take 2 tacos for 99 cents.
I love tacos.
Sign me up. So everyone remembers a Taco Bell Chihuahua, Yakiro Taco Bell. The other one he said was, hey, drop the chalupa. Remember that one? Drop
oh
the chalupa.
Oh my God, yes.
So unfortunately, and again, I've mentioned like 3 or 4 times this episode because you all should go subscribe to the Amazing Advertising Podcast with Lyle. He does a great job of talking about some of these mascots. This one unfortunately went away because people thought it was kind of racist.
Really?
It was only around for like 2 years. But like it was so famous when it came out. And like those Super Bowl commercials with it and stuff, like it like just in our, like ingrained in our DNA. But yeah, it went away because at one point they were complaining. People thought it was kind of racist.
But why was it racist if it's Mexican food? And
okay, it's like a Mexican stereotype. If you're like a Latin American person, I'm probably using the right phrase, and I'm probably sounding really ignorant right now, but I could see where you might have offense to this. Like me being Native American, if there was a giant mascot and the guy was walking around going, and like had feathers and like a headdress on, I might be a little bit offended by that, you know? So it's...
But he was speaking Spanish.
He was. Oh, I love him. I think he should still be around. I think people shouldn't be so offended. But I can see where he would be offensive to people if you're Hispanic. So
I guess I'm just too laid back.
That's why he's not around anymore. But he had a good run, a couple of years.
He passed away.
Oh, the actual Chihuahua?
The Chihuahua.
He wasn't just in that. He was in a lot of other things, too. Movies and TV shows. And the dog itself was famous. The guy did the voiceover. I feel like we're unprepared for this. The guy did the voiceover, though, did a lot of voices for other things, too. So he's a voice actor. And definitely, if you have interest in this mascot, you should listen to Lyle's podcast. Because it's about 20 minutes long. And he goes through all of the Taco Bell stuff and talks about the guy who had voiced it and all that. So, all right. We're at the end of our first episode back. Episode number 15. I promise we'll get better at doing this, guys.
Yeah, well, we're in for it.
We had fun. I hope you had fun. We listened to some great commercials, and we'll get back in the swing of things and continue to get better until we get our groove back. But I think because we promised it a long time ago and never did it, I think next episode we should do the Ninja Turtles, because we said we were going to do it back 10 months ago and we never did it.
All right. Whatever.
So I think what I should do is some in the next week or so, I should make you watch the movie so that you can talk about it with me.
Okay.
It's got Vanilla Ice. Actually, the second one's got Vanilla Ice in it. It's good. It's a good movie. You'll enjoy it.
All right. I'll do it. Maybe we can make Isabella watch it with us.
She loves that movie. She thinks it's fantastic. We've watched it before. But all right. So we're back next week, guys. Ninja Turtles. The week after that, I have no idea what we're doing. Probably something else. Probably something Halloween related, I think.
We should do the Roseanne Halloween episode.
We should pick one and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and I feel like we could do, there's a lot of things we could do. We could do, what's the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen?
Double Toil and Trouble. Yeah.
We should do an episode about that.
Oh my God, yeah.
We'll figure out what we're doing, but next week, Ninja Turtles, and after that, we're going to do some Halloween stuff, and if you guys have any suggestions for future episodes of the podcast or things you'd like to see, or if you want to learn more about the magazine, please like our Facebook page. You can just look up Generation Y Podcast, and email is what?
GenerationYPodcast@gmail.com. And make sure when you guys try and look for us, it's the letter Y, not the word.
There's a generational Y, like W-H-Y. It's like about like murders or unsolved mysteries or something, but it's not us. So look for Generation Y, because that's the generation we're all in. And we'll see you guys hopefully next week or so, next couple of weeks. We'll be back with another one. And we're really happy to be back, guys.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
And we'll see you all soon.
Bye.
Bye.